When a South Charlotte principal looked into what appeared to be an Instagram squabble between adolescents, she turned up something much creepier. WFAE education reporter Ann Doss Helms explores a middle school detective story that carries a warning for parents.
It was shortly before Thanksgiving when Community House Middle School principal Jamie Brooks got a message from the mother of one of her students. The student had received a threat from an Instagram follower after telling that follower he planned to block him.
And so I got that in the morning and figured I was going to be dealing with a situation of a student in my building threatening another student via social media.
The first thing Brooks did was look at the name on the social media account where the threat came from, AlexSanders999. She didn't have a student by that name, so she called the boy who had received the message into her office. He said he didn't know Alex Sanders, but had given that person access to his private Instagram account because they had friends in common. Brooks asked the student to show her the Instagram account on his phone.
So I opened it up and I could see the picture, which looked like, quite honestly, a 10-year-old kid.
Brooks couldn't see much about the account, but she saw the names of three other people Alex Sanders was following, two students at Community House and one at nearby J.M. Robinson Middle School. Neither of the Community House students knew Alex Sanders either. But one had followed him back, which meant that when he gave Brooks his phone, she could see a bit more about AlexSanders999.
The person had no posts, no pictures posted whatsoever, and was following about 175 people, and I noticed that they were all boys.
Alex Sanders had launched a private message thread with that student. It started out chatty.
But then Alex Sanders asked my student to send him a picture. He said, send me a face pic.
That's where the student stopped the conversation. Nothing had happened, but Brooks was suspicious. She alerted the police officer assigned to her school and got in touch with the parents of the kids who had connected with Alex Sanders. The next morning, one of those mothers was in her office. She had brought her son's phone.
And now Alex Sanders had about 380 kids he was following. So overnight, he went from about 170 to 380, and they were still all boys.
There was a chat that was starting to look familiar.
Starts off with the hey, what are you doing, how old are you, what sports do you like, send me a picture. Felt very much to me like somebody was trying to bait kids, kind of step by step.
To understand what happens next, it helps to know a bit about Brooks. In 2013, she learned that some of her male students had been circulating a photo of a female classmate with her breasts bared. She investigated, and while the photo hadn't been taken at school, Brooks was dismayed by what she uncovered. For instance, there was an app that looked just like a calculator on the screen, but was actually used to hide photos and videos from prying parents. That set Brooks on a quest to keep up with harmful technology and to educate parents about all the ways their kids can get into trouble online. Brooks admits she finds cyber sleuthing kind of fun.
You know, my favorite TV programs are CSI and all of those things, and I swear in my next life I'm going to be FBI.
But her crusade is serious.
I feel like we've got to help one another because these kids are way ahead of us with the technology. And if we're not willing to get out there and try to get in front of it and help each other, then it's going to win. It's going to beat us.
So Brooks could have stopped with alerting the school police officer and a handful of parents to the Alex Sanders 999 situation. Instead, she went through the list, all 380 screen names, and wrote down all the students she recognized. There were about 10 from Community House. She called them in one by one. One student had sent Alex Sanders a face shot, and then, after some badgering, a photo of his abs.
And then Alex Sanders went a step further and asked him what kind of underwear he wears, and then ultimately asked him to send him a picture of him in his underwear.
By now, Brooks felt certain this was not a student trying to make friends. She forwarded all the information she had to police and sent a warning to Community House families. It urged them to remind their children not to interact with anyone they don't know in real life. She also contacted Instagram about what she believed to be an online predator. Tuesday afternoon, she checked to see if AlexSanders999 had been shut down.
And the account is still there. It's still private, and there are 373 people that he's following.
Brooks, who has two teenage sons of her own, knows as well as anyone that middle schoolers want their privacy. Yes, she says, they'll balk if parents insist on snooping. Do it anyway, she says.
You just have to have a relationship with your child where you say, hey, let's sit down with your phone tonight and I want to scroll through your Instagram. I want to go through your Snapchat. I want you to open up your My Eyes Only account within your Snapchat.
In case you're wondering, My Eyes Only is what Brooks describes as a password-protected secret vault for photos and video, sort of the latest version of the fake calculator. And that, she says, is why parents can't back down.
I think it's extremely difficult, but I don't think it's impossible, because the bottom line is, who's paying the cell phone bill?
As for Alexander's 999, I sent that account a message Tuesday identifying myself as a reporter and asking for comment on Brooks's concerns. I got no response and was promptly blocked. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss-Helms in Charlotte.